Chapter 7, Choosing the Best Anti-Spyware Tool. The bottom line is, which is the best possible anti-spyware tool for me? The answer is complex. There are several things to take into consideration now that you've done all of the necessary research to learn about the spyware options you have. Take in all of this before you make a decision, though. More than one. One thing to consider is to have several anti-spyware tools available to you to use. Here's the thing. There are some good free anti-spyware products out there. After you've done your research and know which ones are acceptable, it can be helpful to pair several together. Why do you need more than one? As we've mentioned, definitions and updates change. Some may have more advanced or even more specific solutions than others do. Some may look in other files than others. Some are more selective while others are more complete. Pairing a couple of programs together can often help you to find the best solution. If you do go this route, make sure that you've done your homework. You want to make sure that any product you download is actually clean of spyware itself. If you do this, you'll also want to be selective in which programs you choose for cost reasons. It would be pretty expensive to download 3 or 4 programs that cost $50 each. Instead, look for high-quality lower-costing products and pair them together. This is also a good way to get more for the money you plan to invest in this search for anti-spyware products. Having more than one product can be helpful, but let's first plan on getting just the first one done so that you can start protecting your computer. Find the experts. There are some excellent webmasters and bloggers available that take the time to meticulously download, run and then review software tools. This is an excellent tool for you to use. They usually offer their services without cost with the sole purpose of educating you. To find these authors, just do a Google search for spyware bloggers. Then, visit their website and sign up for their newsletters or their RSS feed. Why bother doing this? It's simple. They review products that are available to you. They take the time to do all of the comparison work for you. It's a great way to learn more about what's out there and to be able to compare one anti-spyware program to the next, in black and white. When you visit these websites, many of the bloggers or webmasters actually provide a reviewing system for the consumer. Find one or two of the best-rated anti-spyware products. Even better is to visit several of these websites and get a good idea about which ones are the very best overall. The ones recommended by several are even better. One thing to consider about these, though, is that these reviewers shouldn't be making a commission from selling one or the other product. Look for an honest reviewer to take advantage of. Make this part of your decision process. It gives you not only information about your options but also the expert advice you need. Price. Let's face it, cost matters to most of us no matter what the benefit of a computer protection level is. Cost should play a role in the type of anti-spyware product you purchase. Remember this rule, not all free anti-spyware products are okay to use. But, the most expensive anti-spyware products are likely to be no better than another product. You are looking for something in the middle. Here's what you want to consider in relation to the cost of any anti-spyware protection tool. What does the program offer in the way of protection? In price consideration, it may be cheaper to use a detection and removal tool that can be found right online without cost. But, what you truly need is a tool that will take this to the next step. That is, it needs to protect you in real time, as we've discussed. If it does not provide this, it is likely to cost you much less. But, if you can't remember to weekly, or more often, visit the location and run the spyware, you are in a potentially risky situation. If you can count on running that type of a check often, then this low cost may be beneficial. How do you get upgrades? The next important consideration is what type of updates you can get. If you subscribe to a service, you may be able to save yourself some money in getting updated signatures and definitions for the anti-spyware program you install. We've talked about how programs are updated and why, but the question is, how does this affect your cost of the program? Of course, A program that provides constant monitoring is going to be more costly. But the updates on these programs usually happen as they are available. Other programs will need you to visit manually to make them happen. Since most people would have a hard time remembering to visit and get the necessary upgrades, you'll want to carefully consider how this will affect your specific needs. It may be worth paying a bit more for the protection of updates that happen automatically. That way, your computer is protected against constant spyware threats. There is no doubt that you need to have these downloaded to the software tool you are using. Don't skimp on this, as an old, or unupdated or under-updated product is useless. Is it part of a bundle? Some Andy spyware and Dandy adware products are actually more affordable if you purchase them with other software products that you need. For example, you may find that your internet service provider may provide a free spyware and adware scan as part of your subscription to their service. If you choose to use a program like this, spend a few minutes looking at who the company is and what type of quality the product actually has. Many of the leading ISPs are now offering this as an additional service. Is it cheaper, though? Often, you can combine the Andy spyware and Dandy adware products you are selecting along with antivirus products. This can be quite rewarding if you are looking for both tools. You definitely need to have these on your system. As we mentioned, McAfee and Symantec are bundling these services together, which means that you may be able to save a great deal of money on them if you purchase them together. Whenever you consider bundling any type of software together, learn all about what you're getting and the quality of each element. There are plenty of times when this won't be a good idea and plenty of times where it can be a great tool. Take the trial. The last suggestion for this section that we have for you allows you to get the best possible benefit for your money. That is to use the free trial run. Before you actually do this, though, take the time to really learn about the company. A free trial version of a software product is great as long as it doesn't have its own versions of spyware to download onto your computer. Again, do your homework and find out more about the company first and their product. Look for information about what others have experienced. Then, when all checks out, take the free trial version. When you do this, you'll be able to see several things. First off, you can see how the software works. Is this what you wanted? Or, is it too hard to manage? You can also learn more about the features that are available, or that aren't available. Getting a real picture of what is offered is important here. The trial version is likely to be only offered for a limited time and may even be something that offers limited coverage. Here's what you should do during that time. Find all features and give them a try. Do you like them? Take the time to run scans on your computer. Note the found potentially harmful spyware on your computer. Do remove them. Then, run another scan by another program altogether. Did it come close to getting all the possibly infected files? Find out costs for subscribing and what they include. Use customer service for something to learn how useful they are. Compare two or three programs like this to see which the best choice is for your needs and your preferences in protection. A free trial is a great way to learn more about the product you are buying. If a company doesn't offer one, wonder why and then avoid them. Wouldn't they want to show off their product? Chapter 8, Computer Security and Spyware. As we mentioned earlier, there are different aspects to managing spyware. 1. The first of those is to have a good anti-spyware product to use. 2. The second was to avoid programs that are potentially damaging. For this one, we'll give you a list in the next chapter. 3. The third thing to consider is that of your computer security. Your computer is capable of offering some protection against spyware and just trouble in general. But, for that to happen, you need to do a little learning yourself to learn how to provide the necessary protection. Here, we'll provide you with some things you can do to increase your computer's security. Each of these things is something you should consider using. Your web browser. The first thing to take a look at is the type of web browser you are using. Internet Explorer is one of the most targeted spyware and adware browsers. That's because of a number of different factors, especially the fact that there are security holes in many of the products. Some people will use a different web browser other than Internet Explorer. Some of the ideal choices include Mozilla Firefox and Opera. Why are these any better than others? The fact is that they really aren't, but they are not targeted nearly as much as Internet Explorer users are targeted by spyware programs. Firewalls. Another solution to improve the security of your computer is to install and use firewalls. If you've ever used a computer at your college or university, or most businesses are now using them, then you know what we are talking about. Firewalls, as well as web proxies, help to keep users of the internet from visiting websites that are known for being hazardous in the way of spyware and adware. The firewall works because it just blocks the user from visiting websites that are known to be spyware-laden. By doing this, the user is less likely to actually download the spyware to their computer. You can get a firewall easily. Many internet service providers are now offering them as part of their security. Shareware protection. Computer security can also be helpful when the user knows what's happening. By taking the time to avoid using programs that are shareware, or choosing programs that are not laden with spyware, is also helpful. Some shareware providers are now offering the ability to protect yourself by having all programs researched and cleared of being possible spyware or adware. One example is CNET, which is monitoring which files it keeps in its directory, to provide only safe downloads to its customers. Your computer's security is an important consideration when it comes to spyware and adware. Take the time to make sure that if your computer needs to be updated with protection, that you make sure that it happens. Chapter 9, The Programs to Avoid. There are plenty of times when you will go to download a specific program that is completely necessary only to find out that the download also comes with a host of spyware and adware. It's unfortunate that this happens, but it does. When it does happen, you'll need to make a decision about the product and whether or not it is the right choice for your specific needs. We mentioned in the beginning that this some spyware wasn't necessarily bad and that it may be something you even agree to download and have on your computer in order to get the software you really want. In that case, it might not even be a bad idea. Still, you'll need to make sure that you avoid any program that isn't necessary that has potentially damaging spyware and adware components to it. If a program has spyware on it, you should also know about it. That's what we'll do here. Software products known to have spyware. Good or bad, here's a list of software products you may download that are known to contain spyware and/or adware with them. Kazaa. Dope Wars. Weather Bug. Edonkey 2000. Error Guard. Bonesy Buddy. Flash Get. Morpheus. Rad Light. Grokster. Messenger Plus is another software program that is often downloaded with spyware, but this is only done if you actually agree to install what they call their sponsor program. There are a number of different programs that have in the past had spyware and/or adware with their download. This includes AOL Instant Messenger, LimeWire, WildTangent, and DivX. Chapter 10, Is It Legal? A common question that is asked is whether spyware and adware is actually legal. The fact is that in most cases the answer is, no, it's not. But, that doesn't always stop all crime. What is illegal is being able to get into anyone's computer without their authorization for any reason. In the United States, the law that covers this is the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Since part of the definition of spyware and adware is that the process itself requires that a user download the program without the knowledge and/or consent of the user, then it is quite illegal in itself. It is a tricky law, though, that is very open to consideration. It is so difficult to prosecute those that make and distribute spyware and adware that it is, in fact, something rarely done. In some cases, many of these companies operate as standard businesses. It's not a hidden trade in any way, in many situations. Why is it so difficult? One of the reasons this is the case is the fact that they have to prove that you didn't want to download the software in the first place. Let's say that you were using shareware and the process included spyware. Some spyware providers claim that you signed up for the spyware as part of the bundle of applications. Another consideration is just how you give your consent. Be honest, how many times have you read through those long readme agreements before purchasing or downloading some type of software? If you don't read the end user license agreement, as they are called, and click yes, you agree and continue, guess who's legally responsible for whatever happens? To make this even worse, many of the spyware and adware companies will make these agreements excessively long and difficult to read and understand. You get frustrated and just hit that button. Of course, in most cases of spyware and adware, there is no agreement to sign anyway. The fact is that many of these are drive-by downloads that you'll never know the program is there. In this case, there is no contract at all and therefore nothing to hold you to them. The good news is that throughout the United States and in countries such as Australia, there is much lawmaking happening to provide some protection from spyware and adware to the public. In Iowa and Washington, within the United States, there have been laws passed that offer some protection. In Texas laws, specific types of spyware are targeted and made to be criminalizing acts. In most cases, the target is any type of software that changes web browser settings, that disables any computer security tools or that monitors the keystrokes you use. Unfortunately, for many types of spyware and adware, the laws aren't in place to offer you the protection you need. Or, they are so difficult to prosecute and track that there is little that you can do on that front. The only suggestion that can be made in this situation is that you, as a citizen, encourage your legislators to work on protecting your identity and your investments by issuing anti-spyware and adware laws. Until then, you'll have to protect yourself. Chapter 11, Checklist of Protection. Now that you know all that you need to know about spyware and adware, it's time to get your computer and all computers you use safe. Here's a checklist to help you to make that happen. 1. Find the right anti-spyware protection software by doing research. Look for a program that detects, removes and provides real-time protection against the installation of spyware. 2. Educate your family on how to be safe online from not only viruses but also from spyware and adware traps. 3. Get your updates. Once you have software installed, get the updated definitions regularly. 4. Run scans. Set up your software to run a scan of your computer daily, if you are online constantly, or weekly. Monitor what is found and block or remove it from the computer. 5. Keep up to date. Keeping yourself up to date on the information that is available and the latest worrisome trends is part of the process of keeping yourself safe. Conclusion. Are you worried about your computer and spyware? If not, then reread this ebook. The fact is that spyware is a problematic, unwanted and often disruptive type of software that can cause untold damage on a computer or even on your identity. While the type of spyware that steals the identity of individuals is much less common, the other types of spyware are very common and very much something that you should be concerned with. Take the steps necessary to fight your battle against spyware. Yet, it can be very simple and even something you don't have to think about. The best bet is to purchase an all-inclusive anti-spyware, anti-adware program that may also include virus protection. Set it up to run automatically daily or weekly, depending on your needs. Take the time to notice results and get rid of anything found. Keep it running constantly while the computer is on and keep your definitions up to date. In reality, that is all you need to do to keep your computer safe from adware and spyware. Of course, being vigilant about the types of websites you visit also helps. When you realize what is available to you and you can make the best possible decision about the spyware and adware that you are purchase, you can be safe and you can find the internet something beneficial and not a risky thing at all.